everyone, welcome to episode 17 of The Punt. Now, we nearly had all six bets up last weekend, so let's see if we can go one better this time. DK's away, so Lee's standing in for him, with Alex picking out all the winners, fingers crossed. Derry's back to his grumpy best, and we have Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp on the gaff at the top and the Ballon d'Or.
I don't know.
Now, as ever, we'll have some 3pm number crunchers and our EFL experts too. First, though, it's Newcastle versus Man City with Alex and Lee.
Thank you, Emma. Yes, DK is away, basking in the glory of yet another winning nap. Alex Dunn's still here, though. You need to do some work this week to catch up on him. Take this opportunity, while he's not here, to put in a big nap.
I am quite comfortable in my presence on this show. Dave Kellner will not usurp me.
Right.
But he is in good form. He's annoyingly good form as well.
You wait to see what his total is at the end of the show. Luckily, I'm not picking. He's picking this week as well. Let's start off with that Newcastle-Man City game. Obviously, everyone who's a regular viewer and listener will know that you're a Newcastle fan. Big outsiders here, though. 14-1 at home against Man City, who are 1-5. The draw 6-1. You've not got a bad record against City recently, though. You've drawn one, you've lost one, only by a single goal, and beat them in recent seasons. What can you do this time?
Well, before this game last season, I think it was 2005, the last time that Newcastle beat Man City in the league. Obviously, that has changed now, and it was a fantastic win last year. And Newcastle will aim to do exactly the same again, basically. They will aim to frustrate, defend. Thing is, in that game, Man City actually scored inside a minute. And Newcastle managed to come from behind, and that was almost miraculous. Can I see another thing happening like that here? Probably not, because going forward, Newcastle look a little bit sparse at the minute. And on Monday night against Aston Villa was pretty poor, to be honest. Mm. That said, Man City aren't firing on all cylinders at the minute, are they?
No. One of the stats I was looking at that I think Newcastle will like most is the fact that Sergio Aguero scored more goals against Newcastle than any other player has scored against any other club in Premier League history, and he's missing.
He is.
So I know it's a negative, but it's a good negative for you guys.
And the thing is, Jesus is a really, really good striker, but he just... He could score a hat-trick here, but he still doesn't instil that same terror into defences that Aguero does. And we saw that on Wednesday night with Man City against Shakhtar, just missing that little bit here and there. And I know that the draw in the end was enough for them to get what they needed. This is a little bit different. It'll be intriguing, but the way that it's priced up suggests that Newcastle have no chance at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have Man City as absolute bankers at the price that they are. When you compare that to some of the prices that are going around in the other games in the Premier League this weekend, they may be a little on the skinny side for me.
And Newcastle's home defence, fantastic. You know, second best in the division. Obviously, you know, not all results are fantastic, but this man here, Steve Bruce, if you're listening as a podcast listener, you need to watch just to see this picture of Steve Bruce. This is when he was a handsome young gentleman. Well, he was a young gentleman. I found a picture of him in his old days with a black and white tie as well. I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, it's a bit pixelated, isn't it? You can tell this was taken in the 80s.
Yeah, but that helps him in many ways.
Now he looks like he's in his 80s.
He does. And I mean, Dave always says, Steve Bruce, were you wrong? No, I wasn't. Newcastle have struggled for a lot of the time this season. That said, one of their wins this season against Spurs were when they were massive underdogs. They went to Anfield and scored. There is scope there. They beat Manchester United at home as well. Like you said, defensively at home, Newcastle have been solid, partly because they've not come up against much, but also because they set up to defend. And if they can hit teams on the break, which they do have the pace to do that, they could cause problems. The thing for me is, can you see Newcastle scoring here? Well, Newcastle maybe not, but could you see Man City conceding? Yes. So therefore, by process of elimination, the goal's got to go in some way, shape or form. So it's an interesting one. Like I said, I just think City could be a little skinny.
I like City here. I don't think it'll be a landslide victory, but with Aguero missing, I think Raheem Sterling might be the one to get on the score sheet. I'd be going for Sterling to score first here. It might only be a 1-0, Alex. What are you thinking?
I think it'll be pretty tight, to be honest. You know what you're getting with Newcastle. They will sit deep, they will defend, they will try and counter-attack where they can, and they will try and limit Man City to, well, as few chances as is possible. But City will have the bulk of possession here. It's just, can they break Newcastle down? They may do eventually, but I'm going for a similar school of thought to you, really. I think it'll be very tight. So you can back Newcastle plus 2 goals at odds against, and quite considerably odds against as well. I think that's a perfectly good bet in this. because then you've got Newcastle on your side, the draw, and also a narrow Newcastle defeat also on your side. So I think that's probably the way I'd play it, Newcastle plus two.
Plus two for Newcastle and for Alex. A bit of hope there as well as expectation, I think. Pep Guardiola was a guest of the FWA earlier this week, and so was Jurgen Klopp. We caught up with the Liverpool manager to ask him about the gap they've got at the top of the table and also the Ballon d'Or.
You're 9 points clear of City, you're going well in the league. How wary are you of having a big lead and seeing it diminish?
Don't really think about it. I mean, it's only 8 points of to Leicester, so we should not forget them. They were champions 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I'm not sure. So Chelsea plays an incredible season, so it's all. If we would have lost last week, the last game we played against Crystal Palace, then it's all of a sudden only 5 points when people talk about completely different things. So we are completely relaxed about that. We don't think about the gap. We don't think about the points. We just think about the next game. That works really well so far, and hopefully we can stay like this.
And then finally, we're close to the Ballon d'Or awards. Traditionally, it's either Messi or Ronaldo, but Virgil van Dijk must be in with a shout this year of an individual award, mustn't he?
Look, I think if you give the Ballon d'Or to the best player of this generation, and you can give it always to Lionel Messi, that's how it is. But if we give it to the best player of the last season, then it was Virgil van Dijk. So I don't know how it will work, but that's how I see it. If it's for the best player at all and of all, then it's Lionel. Best player of last season is Virgil. We will see.
Not a massive surprise that Klopp's going for his man, but he was quite diplomatic there. He was kind of basically saying, if it goes to the best player of all time, it's Messi, which Ronaldo fans won't like. If it's going to the best player this season, I've just gone, it goes to his man. What would you go for? I mean, Messi's a massive short price favourite.
Yeah, yeah. I think Messi will win it. I'd like to see Van Dijk win it, because what he did last season was phenomenal. Mm. But like you said, Messi is Messi. He sort of has that power over people, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable player. Mm. Let's move on to a game where they'd love to have Messi in the ranks. Southampton versus Watford. This is a relegation six-pointer in November. Struggling, both of them down the bottom of the table. 21-20 for the Saints, 5-2 the draw, and 13-5 for Watford. Interestingly enough, Watford's away form is better than the home form. Picked up 5 points in the road. A couple of good results in recent games. They did get tonked 8-0. At City. Mm. Southampton have picked up 1 point at home all season. They were thrashed 9-0, remember, by Leicester at home. Can both lose?
It's not a game I like, I'll be honest with you.
For the telly.
It's not a game I like for betting purposes massively. It's not a game I like to watch. Shall we just sack it off now?
But there's a lot on it, though, to be fair. I mean, these are two teams who, you know, if one of them gets a good win here, it could catapult them up the table a little bit and it could give them a bit of momentum.
I do think as well the desperation stakes may sort of come into this and may make it entertaining by default almost. Yeah. It's interesting. Southampton, when they've played Watford in recent years, have a real habit of scoring early. I think in the last four head-to-heads, they've scored in the first half hour, which is interesting if you think that's going to happen again. I think Shane Long scored after... Right. Seconds in the fixture last year. But it's just difficult. When I originally saw the prices, I thought, I'm probably going to go for Watford here. Then you analyse it and you go, I don't really want to side with Watford. They beat Norwich, but Norwich handed them that game more than anything else, really. And Southampton, for all I've been against them for a lot of times this season, this is the kind of game I could see them winning, but I don't want to back them at that price. No chance.
It is tricky, I know. You mentioned those early goals. Interestingly enough, on the flip side of that, Watford have scored very early in the last two away games. They had the draw at Tottenham and the game that you said, the win against Norwich.
Yeah.
Southampton have conceded inside the first 20 minutes in each of their last five home games. I was looking at Watford to score early. You can have that bet, Watford to score first, up to and including the 31st minute. It's about 11-4. Maybe the other interesting thing is that Southampton then do... You batten down the hatches and get something out of the second half.
Yeah.
So even maybe Watford win the first half, Southampton draw in the second half. That might be another way in. But
There's plenty of those kind of markets. I mean,
we need goals for those to land, though.
You do, but maybe just back an early goal in the game. Then that could be a way in. Yeah. It doesn't matter who scores it. But it could be one of those games that just warms up a little bit. One player I do have a lot of time for is James Ward-Prowse. He's got two in his last three. He scored a brace against Watford a couple of seasons back as well. Yeah. You are sort of scratching around a little bit there for anything. But
it's around 5-2, though. So
it's a fair price when you think that Danny Ings is around the even money mark to score any time. Yeah. And Ward-Prowse, although he missed a penalty at the weekend, he did then knock in the rebound. And he is generally, well, I'm going to assume he's on all the set pieces. There could be a bit of threat there. But like I said, it is a difficult game to get a handle on.
I've been against Southampton all season long. This basement battle is going to go to Watford in my eyes. So what are you going to go for, Alex?
Yeah, I did think Watford briefly, but then you just can't really side with them. I don't particularly like Southampton. So I'm going to play, fingers crossed, for entertainment in this game. I think we could see a few goals. I'd be looking at an early goal. I'd be looking at both teams to score. And the last two head-to-heads between the pair have ended in a 1-1 draw. So if you've got two teams at the bottom of the table, neither of them like winning, let's back them not to win. A draw and a score draw would be the way that I'd go. Most likely one apiece.
Draw for Alex then. Both teams to score, draw. A bit of value there if you can find the right bet. Before we leave Saturday, let's have a look at the 3 o'clock games with our resident Stato this week, Mark Walton.
Let's have a look at a few stats-based bets in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. The big boys are in action, so it could be a day for an acker. Let's start at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea face West Ham. The Blues are unbeaten in their last 13 home Premier League meetings with the Hammers, winning 9 and drawing 4. They're very short to add another win to that list, so how about looking a bit deeper to find something that's odds against? Chelsea haven't conceded a home goal in the league in their last 3 games, while West Ham have drawn a blank in 3 of their last 4 on the road. The Blues to win to nil appeals at around 5-4. Liverpool are at home to Brighton. A home win will be first on most people's coupons, but we're looking for a bit of value. Klopp's men are unbeaten in 30 Premier League games and will equal their record of 31 games without defeat between May 1987 and March 1988. The Reds have won their last 7 meetings with Brighton in all competitions, scoring 22 goals and conceding just 5. Look at -2 on the handicap. It's around the 6-4 mark. Let's finish with Spurs versus Bournemouth. It's Jose Mourinho's first Premier League home game in charge after 2 exciting matches to kick off his reign. Tottenham have won all 4 of their Premier League home games against Bournemouth by an aggregate score of 13-0. Harry Kane has scored 7 goals in his 6 Premier League games against Bournemouth and has bagged 3 under Jose already. Kane to score 2 or more is over 3-1.
Some interesting bets there. If you like your stats, let's look at Sunday's games. 4 of them in total. I'm going to start with Norwich versus Arsenal. Norwich are priced up at 16-5. The draw's 3-1. And Arsenal are priced up at 4-5. Interesting game, this one, because you know Norwich are a team who are obviously languishing near the bottom. I look at that 4-5 and it makes me shudder. I'm not sure I could be back in Arsenal away from home at odds on anywhere.
I think the thing that you have to factor in is that it is highly likely that Norwich will score in the game. So are you happy taking odds on that Arsenal score twice in this game? Mm. Well, maybe you are.
Maybe
you are, because Norwich at the back are typically pretty shocking. But then they went to Everton and won. Everton, who are pretty shocking.
Yeah.
It's tricky, isn't it? I'd say it's priced up. I'd make Arsenal a tiny, tiny bit bigger, but I couldn't have them bigger, to be honest.
No.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. One thing you should be assured of here are goals. You look at Carrow Road at the moment, and it's the place to be if you want to, you know, see goals going into the back of the net. Loads of goals going in there. Arsenal, of course, haven't kept a clean sheet for absolutely ages away from home. Mm. And, you know, you look back, as his stat says, last 25 Premier League away games, just 2 clean sheets. This man here, Unai Emery, we've put a picture on of him. It's a fairly brave thing to do, given where he is at the minute. We could, you know, this could be going out, you know, over the weekend, and he might not be in a job anymore.
Yeah.
Interesting game. Do you think goals?
I think goals are the way to play it. I think that when you look at these two sides, you think goals, both of them. You think they're okay going forward, but not great at the back. There were some markets here that I thought would be bigger than they are. I was looking at Pukki anytime, and he had a fantastic start to the season. Mm. Went off the boil. He's around even money to score anytime. That's not really doing it for me, I'm afraid. On the flip side, could you back Arsenal here? I ummed and ahed about it. I think if you are, you have to have them with the caveat that Norwich do bag. That's the thing. Okay. I know that we're going to hear from, well, we're not going to hear from Dave, but we're going to see his nap later. And he's pro Norwich again this week after they did him a favour last week. And I can sort of see where he's coming from. They are quite a tempting price. I just think the thing is, Norwich will see this as massively winnable. And Arsenal, away from home, look scared every time they play. So, to that extent, do you want to be backing someone at odds on? Possibly not.
I'm sat in DK's chair, and I'm going to have to stick up for him to say that that bet did him a favour. I thought it was a cracking bet. That was, his bet was Norwich or the draw, wasn't it? And he won 2-0, 2-1.
Yeah, cracking so
he, I am, he, I'm like he, presenter's union here.
No, no, that's fine. Yeah, I'll call you somewhere else off air. But if he was that confident on it, he could have put Norwich to win.
He could have done, yeah.
Could have even put them minus a goal.
He could have done.
get some balls, Dave, come on. No, I think... He's in really good form. He's harsh to crab Dave Kellner when he's not here. He's sticking with Norwich, and I can't blame him.
I've got to be with Arsenal here. I'm not sure about the price for them just to win outright, but Arsenal and both teams to score looks a good way in for me. What do you think?
I'm in full agreement. I've ummed and ahed. Norwich are a tempting price, but ultimately, I can just see Arsenal outscoring Norwich. Yeah. I wouldn't back Arsenal at the price that they are outright, but with that caveat of both teams to score, Arsenal and both teams, all of a sudden, is quite an appealing price. I can see this ending 2 or 3-1 to Arsenal. I think we'll see plenty of goals, plenty of entertainment, but the Gunners just to come out on top.
Arsenal and both teams to score. For both of us then, I do like that bet. Derek McGovern had a winning nap last week. We're going to see him in a second. He might mention it. I'm not really sure. It was Leicester beating Brighton. We'll hear more about Leicester in a second with their game against Everton. But first, let's check in on Derek's bit.
Poor old Marco Silva. During a 2-0 home defeat by Norwich last week, the Everton manager had to endure chants of F off Silva. And most of those were from Bill Kenwright. Silva is on borrowed time. And the big question now on the lips of squashed-nosed Evertonians and their husbands is, who are you looking at? David Moyes is the favourite to take over, yet only 20 years ago, bookies refused to have anything to do with next manager markets, arguing that someone, somewhere, knew something. That somewhere has never been Goodison. That someone has never been me. Wonderfire Silva has called for a team performance at Leicester on Sunday, preferably another team's. Leicester have emerged as the biggest threat to Liverpool's title bid, and that's a huge surprise. I didn't realise there were any threats to Liverpool's title bid. I described Leicester as the bet of the century at odds against to win at Brighton last weekend. I think you'll find they won. I think you'll find they'll win again this weekend. The worrying thing for Everton fans, apart from being Everton fans, is that their team were granted a ridiculously kind fixture list in the opening 13 games. Only two of those games were against Big Six clubs, but their next five opponents are Leicester, Liverpool, Chelsea, Man United and Arsenal. So by Christmas Day, they will very probably be in the bottom three. And that's exactly the present I've asked Santa for. Leicester are around 4-6, and that's a winning bet. But instead, I'm going for Jamie Vardy at slight odds on to score at any time. I've never been so certain of a player scoring in a match. In fact, even if he wasn't playing, I'd still fancy him. Also on Sunday, Manchester United are at home to Aston Villa, and I defy you to be confident about the outcome of that one, particularly if you're a Man United fan. I keep watching United, and I can't believe how bad they are. That's why I keep watching them. Villa have three or four players who'd walk into the United side. United have none. Villa are 13-2. That's what I call a bet, and I know all about calling a bet.
So Derek Sweet on Leicester again after his winning nap. Not a big surprise. They are odds on favourites to win here. Everyone's second favourite team at the minute, Alex, playing Everton, who are struggling for their lives. I mean, Marco Silva, he is in a bit of bother. At the time of recording, he's still got a job. You're on him to be the next manager to go.
Yes.
So, I mean, you'll be hoping in a horrible way that he loses his job at some point soon.
Well, he was still available at quite a nice price while they were losing to Norwich. Mm. And then straight after the game, he wasn't. But then there's been a fair amount of managers that have been under the cosh this week. So it's been quite a volatile market. It's the kind of game that at the start of the season, if you'd have said it was priced up like this, you'd have gone, well, Everton are quite tempting there. Mm. But Leicester have looked the real deal and Everton have looked anything but so far. And again, Leicester come here off the back of a professional display away at Brighton. Everton come here off the back of what should have been a routine home win against Norwich, but it didn't pan out like that. So I'm afraid all roads seem to lead to a home win.
It's weird though, isn't it? Because like you say, Leicester versus Everton, it's thinking, well, that's a good top eight clash.
Yeah.
Leicester have just done so well this year that they look like, obviously they are in the top three going into the weekend, and they look like you said, the real deal here. And they've got that man, Jamie Vardy, just absolutely banging the goals in, left, right and centre, playing so well under Rodgers. Mm. He's got to be in your thoughts when you're having a bet on this game.
Well, he's still very good at doing what he does best, which is pestering defences and running behind. But he's also managed to tailor his game to be quite clever in the box as well when he can't get in behind, when teams do drop deep. Yeah. But Leicester have so much quality. So you've got Maddison and Tielemans, who are more than capable of playing that long ball to Vardy. Great. You've got Perez and Barnes, who are lively on the wings. Then if they can't get in behind, all of a sudden the fullbacks come into play. Then you're crossing to Vardy. Then Maddison and Tielemans can shoot from distance. They've got nearly every base covered. And it's quite a frightening proposition, to be honest. Now, Vardy's fairly short to score any time this time around. And he does have a good record against Everton. I couldn't put you off him, even though he is a short price. He's one of those players that you could quite happily back week in, week out. And he well, so far this season, he just keeps scoring. Yeah. For value, you may have to look elsewhere. I mean, you could back Leicester and both teams to score here if you are looking for something a little pro-Everton. But then that's quite difficult too, because Leicester defensively have been rock solid as well. So it really is difficult to make a case for Everton. Again, it's one of those games that you look at and you go, can I be tempted by Everton here? You think about it, you probably can't.
If you're still there, Marco Silva, by the weekend, by the time they kick off here, do you think this will be the end of him if they lose this?
He's running out of time, really, isn't he?
They're in danger. I mean, Derek mentioned it in his piece. You know, this run of fixtures they've got coming up is horrendous, really. And they've gone through their good spell. So, you know, by Christmas, they could really be in some serious trouble.
But then the thing is, who do you bring in?
Yeah. And do they do any better against those fantastic clubs? And plus, when you do see when clubs are struggling and they suddenly have the top six to face, they do raise the game. And you might just get a draw against one of them, which then gives you a little bit more momentum going into the Christmas period.
But at the same time, I mean, if Silva is to go, Moyes is the one who's been flagged as a potential replacement. Now, I know he's got so much history with Everton, and he may do a good job there. But at the same time, it's not going to come in and shake things up. No. He might steady the ship.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll go down, Everton. I don't think that's ever a concern, really. But
really?
Yeah, I don't. There's much worse teams than Everton.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're just not. They're not doing it for me at present, and Leicester very much are.
Yeah. So you're looking at maybe looking at Maddison to score, though, are you?
Yeah, James Maddison's the one that I'm going to come down on here because for all that Vardy is fantastic going forwards, and Leicester are a fair bet themselves, they're a little short for me. So I'm looking for a little bit more value.
He's around 5-2.
Yeah, he's been fantastic so far this season, and he's probably the way that I'd go here. But again, any pro Leicester bet is quite hard to put you off, to be honest.
I like Leicester here. Everyone likes Leicester here, obviously. It's just trying to find the value. Not telling you anything you don't know, but Jamie Vardy to score in a Leicester win is the way I'd be going. What's your final bet on this game?
I think Leicester, great. Vardy, great. Put them together, quite a nice bet, to be honest. Maybe Vardy to score in a Leicester win. Couldn't put you off that at all. But I will side with James Maddison to notch at any time at a slightly juicier price. He possesses so much threat from outside the box. And I think Everton's defence will be preoccupied with this fella here. I'm hoping Maddison, I think he's got 4 already this season. I'm hoping he can add to that tally here. He's a wonderful player. And I think Leicester will win this. But if you're looking for value, take Maddison anytime.
Plenty of pro Leicester bets there. We're going to check in with the EFL guys soon. All 3 of their naps won last weekend. We'll hear from Emma first, though, and then Pete, Gav and Al.
Cheers for that, Lee. A Saturday looks primed for an acca with Chelsea, Liverpool, Spurs, Leeds and Bayern Munich at home. So it's a perfect chance to use your daily bet boost. Just put your picks in your better slip, tap the boost button and watch the odds get bigger.
In the Championship, I'm going to take Bristol City to beat Huddersfield. They're 11-10. I really like this bet. Bristol City unbeaten at home since the opening home game loss to Leeds, and there's no real shame in that. Yes, they're drawing quite a few, and as are their opponents Huddersfield, but I think they will definitely have enough in the tank to get over the line. Why? Well, Huddersfield have started to slow down a little bit after that early surge under the new gaffer, and I just don't think they're playing well enough away from home on the whole. So for me, Bristol City 11-10, great value.
Round 2 of the FA Cup this weekend with the possibility of a big draw in round 3, and I'm backing Fleetwood Town on Sunday to win away at Crawley. League 1 away at League 2. Crawley's last 4 games have all been at home, and they've won just one of them, while Fleetwood have won the last 4 games straight in all competitions. And in the FA Cup, just 1 win in 6 at home for Crawley, while away from home, Fleetwood have won 5 of 6 away games. Simple. Fleetwood, 19-20, my nap.
Mansfield's mixed form isn't really mixed at all, because the EFL Trophy win, that's a reserve game win, beating Chorley 1-0 at home in the FA Cup. Big wow. beating a Walsall side on a six-match losing streak. Easily done. Take those away, and their only point in the last 6 weeks was against a Macclesfield side whose players are threatening to strike again over unpaid wages. So away at a Shrewsbury side who've got more points from fewer games and are a full league higher, who've won 2 in 3, 3 in 5, 6 in 11, I give Mansfield little chance, and Shrewsbury are 19-20.
So there they are, the three bets from our EFL guys. Like I said, three winning naps last week. There's the table. Al Ross doing great. Pete Farrey's doing great as well. Gav had a winner last week, just went above you, didn't he? You let the side down. We could have had six winning naps last week if it wasn't for this guy. Even Derek had a winner.
I know. And on Saturday as well, I was in the pub for most of the day, and it got to sort of 5:15, and I really felt the pressure, the weight
what's
of expectation.
Was heaping the pressure. Should we mention it? Should we talk about this thing?
Is a phenomenal. I said earlier that, what did I say, that he should have gone for Norwich to win last week or Norwich minus a goal. I mean, that's all in jest. He is doing phenomenally well, and I would never say this to his face, but that is a frighteningly good statistic so far.
I don't know. I honestly don't know who's picking them for him.
We know him quite well. I mean, social life is dwindling for Dave, let's be honest. He's not got a girlfriend. He doesn't look like getting one anytime soon either, to be honest. This is all he has. What else does he have to do? But at the same time...
He likes NFL as well.
He does like NFL. Yeah, the Sunday night's sorted for him. He's doing incredibly well. And, I mean, because Al and Pete are having fantastic seasons and they can't get close to him at present. Yeah. But that may change soon. I'm sure it can't continue, but... and then at the bottom, you've got myself, Gav and Derek in a sort of... We're battling for mid-table obscurity.
Yeah, this is like Liverpool, Leicester City, and then you've got, like, you know, the bottom three. Southampton, Norwich, Watford.
It sort of is, isn't it?
There's a big divide there.
I mean, I've gone with Newcastle +2. I don't think I've ever napped Newcastle.
Oh, yeah, I was worried for you, I must admit.
But it is a very loosely pro-Newcastle bet in that they could lose by a goal and that would still land. It's 7-5. It's a bit big. I'd be disappointed if City came and absolutely steamrolled in Newcastle. Of course, it could happen. Sort of more in hope than expectation. Other bets that I like this week, by the way, I mean, I always get panned for putting up a win to nil bet, but Liverpool win to nil is something I've harped on about. Holding to Brighton. Brighton shouldn't score, but then you could say that about quite a few Liverpool games this season. The opposition shouldn't score, arguably against Palace at the weekend as well. So that's a bit of a risky proposition. But no, I'm looking forward to the weekend's action, and fingers crossed. I mean, we came so close last week. Who's going to let the side down this time?
Well, it could be any one of the six of you, apart from DK, basically. thank you so much, whether you've listened or watched. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much, Alex.
It's been fun.
If you can share, you can subscribe, you can like, you can share it on social media as well. We'd really appreciate that as well. Whatever you're betting on this weekend, whether it be Premier League or the EFL, then very best of luck.